Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Good morning. I'm just watching Beatrice. She's playing with my pen. You know how cats do. There you go. It's gone now. It's been pushed off the edge of the bed. I've just come inside. I've been in the Witchy Cottage. It's very early. And I've been in the Witchy Cottage doing my morning pages. I have a damp nose. And Beatrice is not going outside, which is very unusual, but it must be very cold if she's wanting to hang around inside and play with biros. So here I am. I wanted to do a quick podcast and say hello and tap in with you. Last night we had the live call for the wind-up of the rewriting course. So it was a live coaching call in Zoom. And it was just, you know, it was kind of scrumptious because it was really intimate. I think there was 10 of us there. So there was, you know, it was really, because it was only a small course in terms of numbers that came in. So I knew that the call would be quite small and intimate. And so it was really, really lovely because everybody got a chance to speak and to speak in quite in detail about what they were doing and about the projects that they were working on and where they were at. And so, you know, that's always super, super special when you have that really precious time together. And you know, everyone just loved the course so much and just got so much out of it. And I'm really proud of how successful it was. And I will run it again. I'm not sure if I'll run it again this year, but I'll definitely run it again next year. But either way, make sure you're on my mailing list. Same old thing, same old thing. The link to my mailing list is in the show notes. Make sure you're on it if you want to keep up with what's going on and you want to know what's coming down the line so that you can prepare for it and make time for it and all that sort of thing. But anyway, so we had this live call and it was really, really lovely. Now, apart from talking about all the logistics of rewriting and sharing loads and loads of anecdotes from my own experience about rewriting and really getting down into the minutiae of rewriting, one of the other things that we did spend quite a bit of time on in the course is dealing with the fear. Because there's a lot of fear that comes up about rewriting. And that can really derail you. But I've got to say, you know, in all the years that I've been a writer and been coaching writers, the fear that comes up around rewriting is kind of limited. You know, if you personify it, he only has a few costumes. And once you get to know those costumes and what's going on, you can get a bit more wily in how you handle the fear. But one of the big ones is what I like to call the pull the thread fear, you know, that fear that if you pull the thread on this, the whole thing's going to come unraveled and you won't know how to knit it back together again. That's the key to the fear. It's not just that it'll fall apart, it's that you won't know how to fix it. I have that very real experience with knitting. I can knit, but I'm terrified of making a mistake because I don't know how to fix it. But I always do. Like I always do. The other night I dropped, I don't know, I dropped like 6 or 7 rows, came unraveled in the middle. And I was like, holy shit, how am I going to fix this? But I figured it out, you know, and you can't tell. Like you can see a lot of my mistakes, but in this case you couldn't. So I did fix it. So again, it's just the way fear convinces you that you can't, this is the thing that's going to bring you undone. So how do we deal with that? And that was one of the questions that we tackled last night again in the group. And we went a bit more deeply with it because, you know, we could. It wasn't just me on the video, it was people chatting. So one of our members had quite a substantial novel written. I think it was, I don't know, maybe 75,000 words or something, a middle grade novel, middle grade or YA. Anyway, that's beside the point. She had a lot of words, you know, she had a lot of words. She had had, from my memory, a manuscript assessment as well, so she could, you know, she'd had some guidance and some insight and some suggestions on how to improve it and that sort of stuff. So she was at that level, which is a really good level to be at. But it is next level, okay? That's next level writing, isn't it? When you bring in a professional and get professional eyes on it and then they make suggestions, that's when you're called upon to rewrite, okay? And that's when you need to pull on the skills and stuff that you can learn in a course like this or from sitting in this sort of circle with, as we did last night. So she wanted to know, you know, was there anything else that I did or anything else I could suggest in terms of how to get past that pull the thread fear that she was experiencing, because she was feeling quite derailed by it. So the first thing I said was the usual thing that I tell everybody, and I've probably told you this before, is to do the experiment. So, you know, I often say that with a chapter, you know, you can open up an experimental chapter. But when it comes to the entire book, you can also just do a save as, use the actual title of the book, save the whole document again as the title of the book. I'm looking here. What have we got? Radical Act of Free Magic. Okay, that's a book on my bedside table. Save it as that, Radical Act of Free Magic, but then write, you know, a colon or something and write experiment. And I always do that in big capital letters. It makes me feel really satisfied. Experiment. Okay, sound like a Dalek. So that's your experimental manuscript and you can go hell for leather in there and make the biggest mess you like and no one's watching and you're not going to scare yourself, all right? Don't fall for that one. I'll be too scared to make a mess. Just make a mess over in this one and let's find out what's going on, okay? Let's get together and find out what's going on and find out what's going to happen when you do take on some of those suggestions, when you do make some of those changes. Let's just find out. This is an experiment, okay? Let's put blue with red and see what comes out because it might be interesting. Like The Colour Kittens, which was my favourite golden book when I was a kid. Okay, so let's just open up, do a save as, get that document as an experimental document and go in there and have a tinker and have a play and see what happens. Because what we're really interested in when we're rewriting is the knock-on effect, you know, or the ripple effect of what you do. So you bring in a change and yeah, there's going to be a knock-on effect. It's going to affect the story further down the line. And I think this is where people get so scared. They think that they're not going to be able to figure out how to fix that or how to weave that into the whole tapestry of the story. They get really paralyzed around that. But in an experimental document, let's just have a look. Let's just throw blue and red together and see what happens. Okay? So that's the first thing that I would do. I would do the save as, name it the same thing, but just put slam big experiment across the top and allow yourself to feel safe in that document, safe to really, really mess up, okay? You can deal with this. You can deal with it. You've got to this stage where you've got words on the page. Now it's time to play with them. The next part, of course, is to chunk it down. Just chunk it down and do a little bit at a time. We're not trying to rewrite the whole thing in one sitting. We're not trying to do one big massive experiment. We're just going to experiment with one scene. And if you're like me and you like to work in a linear fashion, just start at the beginning. Start at the beginning and bring in some of the changes that you want to bring in or do some of the cuts that you want that you're feeling intuitively pulled towards or whatever it is. Whatever it is that you feel that you sense needs to be done with this rewrite, just chunk it down and do one little scene at a time. Stand back, have a read of the, you know, a little bit, go forward and read a little bit forward, see if there's been a knock-on effect, see if the inner logic has been, you know, wonkified, and just keep tweaking and playing and experimenting. So that's another thing you can do. So you're doing your experiment and you're chunking things down. Now, getting a little bit more out there, but I still find this really helpful, is to think about identifying with yourself as a successful author. Now, I want to say that you are successful. If you've got words on the page, if you've got a manuscript that's already roughed up, you are successful and you need to celebrate that, you know, even if it's just internally by being kind to yourself. You need to acknowledge how far you've come, because 2 months ago, 2 years ago, however long it was ago, you had a blank page. You had a blank page, and now you have something to work with. So you are successful. So what I like to do is ask myself, when I'm confronted with problems like this, what would successful Jen do? Okay, so you can put your own name in this, but you can say, what would award-winning Jen Storer do? What would gold medalist Neil Oliver, that's who I'm looking at now, another book, do in this case? But insert your own name in there, because you need to own that energy for yourself, okay, so that you don't get into comparing yourself to anyone else. But we want to tap into the version of you that is that feels successful. Therefore, you're going to be tapping into the confidence of success. And that confidence of success will help counterbalance the fear that's blocking you. So successful award-winning Jen Storer would sit down and do the work, wouldn't she? She would acknowledge the fear, but she would get on with it. And so that's what I'm encouraging you to do. Find that place inside you that can identify with that, with success, with that successful archetype, if you like, of yourself at the next level. Question what they would do, because you know what they would do, don't you? They would do the work. They would get on with it. And so that can really, really help you to identify with the successful version of yourself. And I'm not saying that you need to do that all day, every day. You just need to do it for the 50 minutes or 90 minutes or however long you've allocated to work on your book today. Just identify with the successful part of yourself and sit down and do the work and have a play. Now, in order to help, now, this is not about fake it till you make it, by the way. This is much deeper. This is much more of an energetic shift. This is not pretend. This is more of really taking on that persona of the successful author. And, I was going to say something else about that, but it's popped out of my mind. Something about it. That's right. What I was going to say is you're an author, so you are imaginative. You have a huge imagination. If you've got words on the page, if you've got 20,000 words, 30,000 words, 75,000 words on the page, you are highly imaginative. So that makes it easier to be able to identify with this imaginary energy, this imaginary archetype, if you like. Okay, so that's the other thing. So far we've got experiment, chunk it down, identify with the successful author that you are. And then the other thing to augment that too, if you're into the woo a little bit, is to pull a tarot card and have that beside you. So, but just pull out one of the strength cards. So you might go for the High Priestess. You might go for the Empress. You might go for the Queen of Swords. You know, you might want that really majestic, powerful and intellectual energy to sit with you, to identify with during this process. So you could put the Queen of Swords there beside you. I'm looking here. I've got Bridget on the wall because I love the energy of Bridget. She's a course, you know, celebrated as a goddess and as a saint, but she's also one of fire and inspiration and refueling your imagination. So I love that energy of Bridget with the fiery flaming hair. I love to have that by me. So you could do that as well. You could have an image of Bridget or anybody who works for you, any archetype that works for you as a muse. Bring that to your desk. Bring an image of that to your desk. Light a candle. Again, it's always about making the writing space very sacred, and really absorbing or immersing yourself into that sort of archetypal energy to help you through this. Because you can't underestimate how fearful we become. We do. It is super, super scary. And that's why authors are so courageous, is because they all feel this foreboding fear every time they sit down to work, and yet they keep working, they keep producing. And so that is courage in action, isn't it? To be really, really shit scared, but to get on and do the work. Therein lies the courage. And that's why authors, as far as I'm concerned, all authors are very, very brave people. So that's them's my tips for today, my love. Experiment, chunk it down, identify with the successful author, and also augment that identity by using the tarot, by using the oracle, by making the space sacred, and really, really immersing yourself in that energy for however long you want to for that day. All right, sending so much love. I'm going to go and make another cup of tea now and get on with my day. And enjoy your scribbling. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.